Marsha Akev has the second paragraph of Creature Man it. So sucking we say every day, multiple times a day, many times each week. So the Pasuk tells us, Samtem et devarai ele alav avchem yal nafshachem. So the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Sifri. The Sifri says, even though we're going to be in Galus, or we are in Galus, nonetheless, you should keep doing the mitzvot while in Galus, so that when you return to Eretz Yisrael, they won't be new to you. He compares it to a king who, for some reason, had a spat with his wife. So he sent her away, and he says, while you're gone, continue to wear your jewelry so that keep acting like the queen, so that when you're back, it won't seem new to you. So this mashal that the Sifri has is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to Am Yisrael, continue to be mitzuyanim b'mitzvot. Keep doing the mitzvot, even in Chutz La'aretz, even in Galus, so that when you return to Eretz Yisrael, they won't be new to you. And it quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyah, Hatzivi lach tzionim, that take note of the road signs, so you can mark your way back. So what is that, the road signs and the signs to pay attention so you can make your way back? It's Elu HaMitzvot Yisrael Mitzuyan Behen. Those are the mitzvot that we are mitzuyan, the same word, mitzuyan, and the road signs, tzionim, or the markers on the road. So what is the Kavanah of the Sifri? So Chafetz Chaim tells us, just like in Torah, the second paragraph of Kriyat Shema seems very different than the first paragraph. The first paragraph talks about doing the mitzvot out of love. The second paragraph of Kriyat Shema talks about doing mitzvot lest you get the charon off of Hashem, and Hashem is angry and punishes you. But even in that context there, it says, you'll be lost from from Eretz Yisrael. You'll be sent to Chutz La'aretz. And then it says, subsequent to that, v'samtem et devarai eleh. So the Chafetz Chaim says, that context of the pasuk, v'samtem et devarai eleh, is important. It's showing us that even in Chutz La'aretz, even during the Galus, we have to keep the Torah and mitzvot. He says, so the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, people don't realize that the Torah in this regard is much like food. That it's not just the Torah saying lichu lachmu v'lachmi, that all sorts of comparisons we have between Torah and food, but it's saying that just like if a person who constantly is eating delicious foods and tasty delicacies and treats, he's always going to be wanting and looking for more. So too, the Torah, when you're involved in Torah and immersed in Torah, so the people who love and delight in Torah want more. And but the Chafetz Chaim here focuses on the converse. He's saying, those who starve themselves, so you know what? Let's say a person ends up fasting, forced or not, and he fasts for a while, so at a certain point, he's not looking for delicacies. He's barely looking for food. He wants some food, but, he's not looking for specific at a certain point, and it'll suffice himself. And the person gets used to eating less and less, gets used to eating less and less. And he says, you end up losing your taiva for certain amount of eating. So the Chafetz Chaim says the same is true of Torah. If you're not involved in Ruchniyot, you lose your tshuka, you lose your thirst for Ruchniyot. And therefore, it's going to become harder, therefore, to want to keep the Torah and mitzvot and everything else Am Yisrael has to do. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Nitziv Tzionim, put these road marks, pay attention to the signs, keep doing the mitzvahs, keep being Ovdei Hashem, and that way, even while we're here in Galus, we will still have that thirst for Torah. This should be true for all of us who are on Bein Hazmanim, but certainly true for anyone who, it is the summer break. So some people aren't on their regular schedule, so they're on vacation, and it shouldn't be a break. You should keep doing Torah and Mitzvot, keep learning, even in the break, a little, you know, obviously you're going to be doing a little less learning because you're not doing the full Seder time in yeshiva right now. You are on vacation. But a little bit of learning, or a nice amount of learning, so that you can continue lahargil et hanefesh la'avodat Hashem, and it shouldn't be so tough to come back, so we shouldn't lose our thirst for Torah and Mitzvah. Shkoyach.